up right now, fucking comedian extraordinaire, Special K.
Yeah. You know, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Special K913. How you doing, Ebony? We're on the same colors this morning.
You're looking mighty dapper this morning.
Yeah,
you gotta go to court.
Nah, man, I got a meeting with a guy about some movies, believe it or not.
You're gonna, about you being in a movie?
Well, I'm not actually gonna be in the movie. It's a dude who I buy my bootleg movies from. I gotta meet with him. I wish it was about
Sunday. I know that's right, dog.
I know that's right. Put on your Sunday's best or whatever you want.
But anyway, look, today's news you absolutely positively cannot use is sponsored by a brand new sponsor, the National Organization of People with No Legs. Now, their motto for the upcoming holiday season is, if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. So, make sure you go to their website and support whatever they got going on this holiday season.
And what's
season.
The website?
It's the National Organization of People with No Legs, N-O-P-N-L.
Well, okay, go in there
and
now.
And they say, if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. All right. Now, the Clorox Bleach Company has filed. It's a lot of lawsuit news in the news today. The Clorox Bleach Company filed suit against several companies that make those moist wipes. They're saying that they caused such a drastic decrease of men having skid marks in their tidy whities that it's caused a major drop in sales and loss of profits for the bleach maker. So they're not really happy about that. And other lawsuit news. The days of skid marks is almost gone now. In the wake of the controversy.
Like you slid into second base.
In the controversy over the politically incorrect name of the NFL Washington Redskins, Rock, you'll be interested in this one. Lawsuits have now been filed by several other groups. Now, there's some atheists filing a suit against the New Orleans Saints. There's a group representing people over 7 feet tall that's filed suit against the New York Giants. And finally, a group representing gay men has filed a suit demanding a name change by the legendary Green Bay Packers. Now, I don't know exactly how that relates, but in other football news, let that marinate for a minute. In other football news, over the weekend, a big celebrity football game took place with Kevin Hart's Real Husbands of Hollywood team taking on a team of R&B singers and rappers. Now, the game was very exciting with Kevin running for over 200 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Yes.
Primarily because nobody could get down low enough to tackle him. Now, they were only up by 6 points with less than a minute to go, mainly because nobody could understand what the hell Real Husbands quarterback J.B. Smooth was saying when he was calling plays. But then, 27. Hey. They couldn't really understand, JP.
Get up off my boy.
But then the singers team, led by quarterback Frank Ocean, scored to win the game with 3 seconds left. When Frank saw that Miguel, Frank saw that Miguel was wide open in the end zone,
you know,
and he nailed him with a bullet straight up the gut. Now, the singer's coach, Queen Latifah, said she wasn't surprised because she knew that when Frank was put.
What? Queen Latifah was the coach?
Yeah, she was the coach of the singer's team. And she said she wasn't surprised that Frank was able to pull it out because she knew that when Frank was put in a position to have to come from behind, he assured her that he knew just what to do. So everything worked out well. And the singers actually won by a point. It went well. So I'm going to let that marinate also. Good thing all the kids are at school. That's all I can say. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Twitter and Instagram. SpecialK913. I look forward to seeing y'all again tomorrow. Yeah. All right?
Y'all give it up for Special K.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Big announcement. Big announcement coming up next. And also, we got attorney Randy Kessler to talk about divorce. All right. So if you got some drama going on in your life, we got somebody that's going to help you out. Coming up next, y'all. Rick Smiley Morning Show. Before the top of the hour.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show, baby.